You can save your pity. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For 8 years, talk radio has criticized the mainstream media's mistreatment of George W. Bush. They called it Bush Derangement Syndrome, where the very mention of the man's name causes Bush haters to spin their heads, drop their voices an octave, and blog on the Huffington Post. And yet, when the mainstream press gathered for one last news conference and asked the president about how this hatred affected him...
I've met a lot of people who don't agree with the decisions I make, but they have been civil. I view those who get angry and yell and, you know, all that kind of stuff as just a very few people in the country. I don't know why they get angry.
Wow. In the last few days, we've heard Ann Coulter on how mean people are to conservatives like her, Sarah Palin on how mean everybody was to her. But when CBS Radio White House correspondent Peter Mayer asked about the burdens of the presidency...
I believe this, the phrase, burdens of the office, is overstated. Now, why me? Oh, the burdens, you know. Why did the financial collapse have to happen on my watch? It's just pathetic, isn't it? Self-pity. And I don't believe President-elect Obama will be full of self-pity.
It's pretty clear Mr. Bush isn't. But wait a second. Isn't being president the loneliest job in the world?
The job is so exciting and so profound compared to the...
Never the loneliest office in the world?
Nah, not for me.
See, it's like I've always said. Being president is easy. It's having to do a daily commentary that's hard. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.